Pat's doing it again. I did hear a word that I hadn't heard since I left seminary. Dispensation. Now, of course, when have the Jews ended their generations? Are there no Jews left? My information is that though Germany tried, there are still Jews. People who actually lived through the Holocaust and have lived through all of the dispensations, if you will, that have come and gone. Now, God says that He does not change, that He created and made for man a Sabbath. I'm afraid that Pat believes that if we do this, we're going to hell. I want to assure Pat that that worry shouldn't disturb him any longer, because we are convinced that whatever sins we commit, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ. And in that we agree. We are imperfect people. We are all hypocrites. Unless we set the standard so low that whatever we do is okay, we have a higher standard than we always achieve. I would like to have my mouth never say what I sometimes do say, but I don't want it to say. Like Paul, I beat my body into submission, but there it is again, and I have to keep on doing it. You call me a hypocrite, yes. My standard is higher than the law. Now, I don't keep the law in order to hope for salvation. I couldn't possibly do it. Christ did that for me. And I wanted to make sure that he understood that. The generations of Jews have not ended. The Sabbath has not ended. But the Sabbath has nothing to do with our salvation, with our redemption, with our justification, with any of the things that we treasure. Now, when Jeremiah prophesied in 31, chapter 31, 31 to 33, that there would day a day would come when the law would be written on heart instead of stone. Now, I say that day has come. Our children and our people and those who are in the way believe that the law was exemplified by Jesus. He is the one that came and showed us what it would be like for a person to live pleasing to God. Now, remember the Sabbath to keep it holy. Now, Seventh-day Baptists don't agree on what holy is. They don't agree on what rest is. They don't agree on whether you should have a fire or not. Some of us actually do cook everything before. Now, you know what the Jews did? They hired what they call a goy, somebody who wasn't a Jew, to come in and light the fire. Then, since the fire was going, they could warm the food. And you see, whenever you make a law, you find a way around it. You excuse the exact keeping of the law. Now, when you did determine that the law is done away, there is a vacuum created. Now, I wondered why the kids didn't go over and eat. And they say, we don't believe that we should eat in church. And I think they mean that this is a religious service and it shouldn't be mingled with food. It's a law that they have been taught. Into a vacuum without law comes laws. This is what the Pharisees did. I heard another person say, I looked and I saw no denomination walking the walk. They were just talking. And then I came to the Church of Christ and I found people walking the walk. These people, the Church of Christ, are keeping laws. And they are hoping by the keeping of laws to become righteous. And they are doing what the Pharisees did, I believe. They tried to legislate what is righteousness. And it's not possible to legislate righteousness. That is what Christ came to say. You can't become righteous. You're just not going to do it. Christ came and we say, oh, well, he did it. Now we don't have to. Oh, we're certainly not free from most of the Ten Commandments because they're in the civil law now. Now, just because God made the Sabbath for man and didn't expect man to perform according to the Pharisees' law. Now, see, Christ, long before the end, when he said it is finished, disputed with the Pharisees. That's why he hung on the cross. Because the Pharisees' law was disputed by the man of God, by the Son of Man. Said, I came to fulfill the law. I want to show you what it's like. I'm free. I don't have to worry. I want to urge all of us to think about the laws that we try to put in our hearts. The things we do or don't do in order to be righteous. Our righteousness is what? As I can hear it from somebody. You bet. Our righteousness is like filthy rags, and I won't tell you what our Greek professor said about that translation. It's up to us to continue the best we know of the Lord's example to us. He was free from the law. He kept the Sabbath, but he was free from the law. And he disputed with the Jews. What did he do? He offered nothing to the Pharisees. And their only problem was they were doing everything right. What did he say? Be like them. No. He said, do everything they tell you, but don't be like them. For they love to be seen in public. They love to pray out loud. Who was justified? The tax collector or the Pharisee? This was a parable. I don't believe it might not have happened. Jesus used an example. They both went down, and the Pharisee stood and said, I thank you that I'm not like other people. And the publican came in and said, Lord, be merciful to me. He said, which of them went away justified? It was not the one who said, I'm doing everything right, Lord, and I thank you that I'm not like them. It was the ones who said, be merciful to me, a sinner. We have so little time. Our lifespan is so little time. But we should be talking with one another, trying to understand each other and gaining from that. Now, I would like to continue this time, but I would invite questions to either of us from the group here, if there are questions. You can feel free. You can see by my demeanor, I don't feel I'm right. I don't feel I know everything. I feel like I would like to be more righteous. If one can show me another path, I would love to be there. I saw that.